Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Exodus 29 not only gives us details for the start of the priest's service by consecration, but also vital steps in the work's continuation. Quote, "This is what you shall offer on the altar, 2 lambs of the first year, day by day, continually. 1 lamb you shall offer in the morning, and the other lamb you shall offer at twilight." Verse 38. Here are words from the great Hillel. Quote, "From the rising of the sun to its going down, the Lord's name is to be praised." Psalm 113, verse 3. But no, 12 hours wasn't enough to send worship heavenward. The previous verse extends it by saying, quote, "Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore." Verse 2. Remember that this tabernacle scene is a picture of heaven, and there's no night there. Perhaps Frances Ridley Havergal was considering this when she penned, "Take my life, and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my moments and my days. Let them flow in ceaseless praise." God's ear is open in the night watches too, and so he, quote, "gives songs in the night," Job 35, verse 10. But there were additions to the lambs offered, quote, "one-tenth of an ephah of flour mixed with 1/4 of a hin of pressed oil and 1/4 of a hin of wine as a drink offering," Exodus 29, verse 40. 1/10 of an ephah? Here's a clue. Quote, "An omer is 1/10 of an ephah," chapter 16, verse 36. Does that help? It does when we read, quote, "Let every man gather manna according to each one's need, 1 omer for each person," verse 16. That represents what the Lord says to pray for, our daily bread, Matthew 6, 11. The rest of the recipe? The psalmist writes, the Lord gives, quote, "wine that makes glad the heart of man, oil to make his face shine, and bread which strengthens man's heart." Psalm 104, verse 15. Gladness from God, radiance from the Spirit, and daily strength from Christ.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.